In 2014, I gave a series of talks on Good Friday based on the Winnie the Pooh stories. As this year is the 100th anniversary of the publication of the books, here they are again, with my good wishes to you all from the Fens as you prepare to meditate on the cross. About 50 years ago, I read with great amusement the spoof critical essays about Winnie the Pooh by Frederick Cruz in a book called The Pooh Perplex. It opened my mind to what you can read into the most unpromising text. He includes a theological chapter, but I will ignore his suggestion that the whole book is a plea for people to join the Church of England. Then, reading The Gospel According to Peanuts and The Parable of Peanuts by Robert Short, another favourite of mine, it occurred to me that there was theology to be found in Pooh. But a word of warning. A study from the University of Toronto suggested that reading books like Pooh, which implied animals could talk, interfered with children's abstract thinking and conceptual reasoning. A strange piece of research, because of course these animals are toys, not the real thing. I trust I will not be interfering with your abstract thinking, but rather provoking it.